month on Hot 91.9, it's Mandela Day every day. Hot Cares is reaching out to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
My name is Alvin Deploy. 6 years ago, I had operation. It was a growth on my womb. It's commonly known as fibroids. And in 2014, I had another operation which they removed polyps in my uterus. At that time, I was told I could not conceive.
But thanks to a miracle, Alvina was able to conceive at age 40. And now, Hot Cares will cover the medical bills to the value of 11,000 Rand.
I'm very appreciative that Hot Cares will pay for my test that needs to be done, because these tests are very important, and also my visit to my gynecologist that did my first operation.
For more info and how you can help, visit hot919.co.za.
Together, we're making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Now, the National School of the Arts is in Bromfontein, and joining us here today, we've got two parents. We've got Kelly and we've got Karen. Hello, ladies.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Now, the amazing thing, I remember I dated a girl once from the National School of the Arts. It was a long, long time ago. Okay.
Should we be nervous?
No.
Okay.
No. But here was something that I found out that was quite interesting. I always thought it was a semi-private or private school. And I've now found out that it's a public school.
Yes.
Okay. I never knew that. Has it always been public?
Always been public.
Wow. Because, I mean, this is it's not your average kind of school. I mean, this is for...
It's a specialist school.
Yeah, very much so. You know,
it's,
people...
It's the leading specialist school for the arts in South Africa.
Yeah, and I mean, when we talk about the arts, we're talking about all of the arts.
Yes.
You know, not only
it's
just...
art, drama, music, and...
Dance.
Sorry.
Well, at least we got that. Fantastic. So, you both have kids there?
We do.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean... Dealing with the arts is always going to be difficult. So if you're dancing, you need all of the...
Dance paraphernalia.
Correct. When you're painting, you need all of those kind
of
things.
The art department is the reason we're here. Because the art department's really... It's growing.
Yes.
It has floundered over a couple of years where the learnership dropped.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's because it's such an expensive subject. Because you've got paper, you've got paints, you've got lifo, you've got all sorts of different bits of equipment that you need. And all that equipment needs to be maintained.
Yeah, of course. With public schools, I mean, we do have, unfortunately, the problem. Well, in a way, it's a good problem to have, is that not everyone is obliged to pay.
Yes.
You know, so which does assist and it at least allows kids to get education,
absolutely,
which is very, very important.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, on the other side, that does affect the funding.
No, definitely.
Within the school.
Definitely,
and I assume
definitely.
This is where we have a little bit of a problem.
It is. It's difficult because to get into the National School of the Arts is extremely difficult. The kids have to be really, really talented.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just apply and get in.
Of course.
I mean, with the art department, they sit an 8-hour exam to get in.
Mm.
And they have to provide 5 pieces of art that they've done on their own. And then they sit an 8-hour exam where they get tested on all aspects. So when they get accepted, it's actually such a big thing.
Of course.
And it's such an honor for them. But a lot of the time those kids struggle and their parents struggle. And to go to an art store and buy art supplies is frightening.
You know what? I mean, I'm no artist at all because I mean, I can barely draw a stick man without it really looking quite sad. But I know there's an art shop near where I live, and I've been in there once or twice. Just the cost of things is
great.
Like eye-watering.
Yeah, it
very
really is.
So
Kelly, you got a daughter at school?
Yes.
All right. And what grade is she?
She's in grade 11 now. She's been here since grade 8.
Sure. All right.
She is extremely talented because when she did the audition, she applied for music and art.
Okay.
She loves to sing, so we decided we'd go the music route.
Oh, wonderful.
And after a year, she decided that reading music was not her thing. Because the kids work hard. You know, you have to understand, it's a full public academic. They run the full academic program.
Of course.
IEB.
So they have, of the school day, every day they do 2 hours of their specialist subject, which reduces the amount of classes over the normal GED subjects.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of having 5 maths classes a week, you end up having 2 or 3. So the kids have to be strong academically as well as be talented. So that makes them that much more special. And it's that nurturing that we're trying to get to, but without funding, you can't.
Yeah, no, 100%.
So, yeah, so...
Okay, so now you mentioned you here on sort of on behalf of the art department,
yes,
of the National
correct.
School of the Arts. So, I mean, is that where they really struggling the most?
I think all the disciplines need help, but in particular the art department, because their equipment is so much more expensive.
Okay, fair enough.
You know, and we need state-of-the-art equipment for them to learn correctly, you know, properly with what is happening in the – and everything changes so quickly.
And I think also if you have that incredible talent, you know, if you've got the right tools around you, it just makes it life a little bit easier as well.
Yes.
So, listen, Hot Cares has recognized the incredible academic achievements. And, I mean, can you believe it? It ranks in the top 20 public schools in Gauteng, the National School of the Arts. So, the Hot Cares are going to try and assist as possible for the National School of the Arts. So we are going to supply tools and machines, paints, paint brushes, paper and other materials to the National School of the Arts to the value of 15,000 rand.
Oh, wow.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I really hope that that's going to help in some way and the kids are going to enjoy the experience and, you know, excel even more.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for your support.
It is our pleasure. So Hot Cares, there we go, assisting the National School of the Arts. Callie and Karen, thank you for coming through.
Thank you for having us.
And good luck to your kids.
Thank you.
To everybody else at the National School of the Arts. If you've never been there, it is quite a fascinating and beautiful place in Bromfontein.
Yes.
Near where Help Makai is.
Up on the ridge there. Overlooking the town.
Maybe you and I should go for drawing lessons there, because I'm like you.
Can you also just draw a stick, man?
I can't even. It's shocking. Everything's out of proportion.
Oh, no, I'm useless. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll get Callie and Tarrant.
My art teacher used to pull his hair out at school. Poor Mr. Kuchlenberg. Gave him such stress. You have no idea.
My art teacher sat there and said, when can you give up? And they said, oh, okay, at the end of standard 7, grade 9. I said, okay, well, then that'll be fine. We'll have to try and teach you until then. Have a beautiful day, ladies.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
This month on Hot 91.9, it's Mandela Day every day. Hot Cares is reaching out to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
My name is Alvin Deploy. 6 years ago, I hit operation. It was a growth on my womb. It's commonly known as fibroids. And in 2014, I had another operation, which they removed polyps in my uterus. At that time, I was told I could not conceive.
But thanks to a miracle, Alvina was able to conceive at age 40. And now, Hot Cares will cover the medical bills to the value of 11,000 rand.
I'm very appreciative that Hot Cares will pay for my test that needs to be done, because these tests are very important, and also my visits to my gynecologist that did my first operation.
For more info and how you can help, visit hot919.co.za.
Together, we're making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.